我们再回来一起来学习祷告。
Let's continue our study of the Lord's Prayer.
马太福音
Matthew
第六章
Chapter 6
从第九节开始
Beginning from verse 9.
祷告文一共有六个祈求。
There are a total of six requests in the Lord's Prayer.
那这个六个祈求是六个义务还是六个福气？
So these six requests, are they obligations or blessings?
所谓义务就是说，因为我是基督徒，所以我要这样祷告。
The obligation is defined as because I'm a Christian, therefore I need to pray in this way.
如果我们把这个六个祈求看作是义务，那祈求越多，担子越重。
If we consider these six requests as a type of obligation, then the more you pray, the heavier the burden becomes.
但是如果我们把这个六个祈求看作是一种福气，
However, if we were to consider these six pleadings as a type of blessing,
那祷告越多，恩典越多。
Then the more prayer we have, the more blessings we will get.
所以我们要站在什么样的角度来看这六个祈求呢？
So from what type of perspective should we view these six pleadings?
今天早上我们查考过第一个祈求，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
We studied this morning the first request, which is, may people hallow your name or consider your name to be holy and sanctified.
神的名非常有权柄。
Because the Lord's name is very mighty.
那如果我们的生活能够荣耀神的名，
If our life can reflect the glory of God's name,
我们家庭能够荣耀神的名，
and our family can reflect the glory of God's name,
当我们需要的时候再呼求神的名，这个能力，这个恩典就会临到。
Then in our time of need, we call upon the Lord's name, this name will become very powerful and the grace will come upon us.
所以看起来好像是义务，我们要求神的名得荣耀。
So what appears to be an obligation on the surface, because we need to pray for God's name to be glorified.
那其实是恩典。
But in fact, it is a grace.
因为一个卑微的人能够来用这个高贵的名字。
Because a humble being like us are able to utilize such an awesome and honorable name.
而且他的能力荣耀会显明。
And his power and glory will be reflected.
好，那我们现在看第六章的第十节。
Let's read Matthew 6, verse 10.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
这是第二个祈求。
This is the second request.
愿神的国降临。
That may God's kingdom come.
什么叫做神的国？
What is the definition of God's kingdom?
神的国就是神作王的地方。
God's kingdom is where God reigns as the king.
就是神在管理、神在统治的地方。
A place where God rules and oversees.
那我们还没有这样祷告之前，
Before we pray in this way,
我们生活谁是我们的王？
Who do we consider to be the king of our life?
就说我们自己就是自己的王啊。
Because we consider ourselves to be our own king.
有时候我们家庭里面谁是王？
Who is the king in our family?
有的是当爸爸，有的是当妈妈的。
Some may be the father or the mother.
有的家庭他的王是小孩子。
Some families' kings are the children.
小孩子一讲话，大家都顺服。
Whatever the children say, it goes.
这现在的孝子是孝顺孩子。
And this is the way that people honor their kids nowadays.
那我们现在要想一个问题。
Now let's consider this question.
为什么我们人现在活着问题这么多？
Why is it that we encounter so many problems in our life today?
从出生到死亡问题很多。
Beginning from birth until the time we die, our life is filled with problems.
有的是没有预测突然来到的。
Some problems are unexpected.
有的是你不愿意它也会来到的。
Some come no matter whether you're willing or not.
为什么问题这么多？
Why is it that there are so many questions?
如果我们从圣经这样从创世纪开始读，
If we read from Genesis,
最完美的生活是在伊甸园。
The most perfect life is depicted in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园的生活没有问题。
The life in the Garden of Eden was without problems.
是完美的，是丰盛的。
It was perfect and abundant.
为什么？
Why was it?
因为伊甸园神当王。
Because God was the king in the Garden of Eden.
神在管理，神在统治。
God reigns and overrules.
所以人在顺服神之下，享受神的丰盛，享受神的同在，享受神的恩典。
When people live under the rule of God as the king, then we get to enjoy all the benefit that come with it.
那问题从哪里开始？
So where does problem begin?
问题从离开伊甸园开始。
Problem begins from the point that people depart from Garden of Eden.
既然神没有当王，就是自己当王。
Since God is no longer our king, people become their own king.
那自己当王就一大堆问题。
And with that, there's tons of problems.
很多我们的想法是不完全的。
Many of our thinkings are imperfect.
因为我们的智慧有限。
Because our wisdom is lacking.
很多我们的想法到最后带给我们很多问题。
Many of our human thinkings bring about problems.
因为明天我们没有办法掌握。
Because we are not in control of tomorrow.
我们只是一个人。
We are mere human beings.
所以主耶稣来给我们一个新的盼望。
When Lord Jesus came, he gave us a new hope.
天国近了。
That the kingdom of God is near.
天国就是神的国。
The kingdom of heaven is God's kingdom.
那神的国要借着主耶稣带到人间。
God's kingdom will come upon earth through Jesus Christ.
这是人的一个新生命、新生活的开始。
This marks the beginning of a new human life.
那我们信主耶稣之后，
After we believe in Jesus Christ,
虽然受洗归入主的名下，
Even though we have been baptized into the name of Jesus Christ,
我们得圣灵就是额头盖印，就是我们是属主耶稣的。
At the point we receive Holy Spirit, God has sealed the Holy Spirit upon our forehead, that saying we belong to Jesus Christ.
因为古代他们像养牛养羊，要怎么去分别呢？
In the ancient times, how do they differentiate their own livestock from others?
就用铁做一个印，然后把它烧得红，然后盖在那个羊的这个皮肤上，它就会留下一个痕迹。
They will use a hot wrought iron and then place a seal upon a livestock and this mark will be sealed into the skin permanently.
那有的人在山上采木材。
And some people would gather firewoods in the mountains.
那也没有卡车怎么办呢？
And since there are no trucks, what do you do?
放水流下来。
So they would put the wood into the river and allow the river to carry the wood.
那那个木头就要先用火这样把它印个印。
And the wood needs to be seared with hot iron first.
那一直飘到下面，就开始看那个印是谁的，那个木材就是你的。
Once it floated to the downstream, then you can differentiate which one belongs to which by the seals.
那我们得圣灵就是盖印。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, we are sealed.
就是我们是属于主耶稣的。
Showing that we belong to Jesus Christ.
身份上我们是属于主的。
We already belong to Jesus.
但是在实际的生活上，
But in actuality,
我们常常发现我还是在当自己的王啊。
We often find ourselves to be still the king.
我要怎样就怎样。
We do as we please.
我不做就不做。
If I don't want to do it, I don't do it.
谁能够叫我做呢？
Who can force me to?
我想要做，谁能够叫我不做呢？
If I want to do it, who can stop me?
这个是我们的生活态度。
This is how we view our life.
我是绝对的自由。
I'm absolutely free.
我是我的主人。
I'm my own master.
这样的就是问题的开始。
This will mark the beginning of the problems.
那当我们这样祷告的时候，
When we pray in this way,
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
就是表示说，神，我愿意你来当我的王。
It shows that we want Lord Jesus to be our king.
因为我本来就是你宝血赎出来的，本来就是属你的。
Because we have been redeemed by Jesus' blood, therefore we belong to Jesus.
所以我愿意在我的生活当中，我心里的最深处，真的接纳你做我的王，来管理我，带领我，统治我。
So from the bottom of our heart, we truly wish that Jesus will rule over our lives as our King to guide us and lead us.
那这样我们这样开始祷告以后，到底会对我们有什么不同？
Once we pray and with this kind of mindset, what kind of difference will it bring?
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans 14.
罗马书十四章的十七节。
Romans 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
如果神的国真的降临在我们身上，
If the kingdom of God truly arrives upon us,
我们生活会有什么不同？
How will our life be different?
公义、平安、喜乐。
There will be righteousness, peace, and joy.
如果神的国真的是降临在我们的家庭，
If the kingdom of God truly come to our family,
那我们的家庭生活会有什么不同呢？
How will our family life be different?
公义、平安、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
啊，如果神真的在我们教会当王，
If God truly reigns in our church,
在管理、统治我们教会，
to rule and manage our church,
那这个教会有什么不同呢？
How will the church be different?
公义、平安、喜乐。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以我们再深深来思想这三个内容。
So let's think deeply about these three matters.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
要看英文哦，一切都是对的，这个叫公义。
Righteousness means whatever is right.
哦，那个就是没有罪了。
It means without sin.
哦，为什么婚姻很多问题？为什么家庭很多问题？因为里面有罪。
How come a marriage where a family is plagued with many problems because there is sin?
那表面上讲的个性不同嘛。
On the surface, it may seem like there's an incompatibility of characteristics.
所以配不起来，个性不同。
Because a different personality, there's a clash.
这个是比较好听了，从圣经来讲是罪。
And that may sound better, but in fact, the Bible views it as a sin.
就是有不对，从神的标准来讲有一些不对。
Because speaking from God's perspective, there is something wrong.
那如果我们一直调到我们的婚姻是建筑在神的话语上，
If we continue to adjust our steps such that our marriage will be based on the foundation of God's word，
这个罪就会渐渐减少。
Then the sin will gradually diminish。
那婚姻就越来越好。
Our marriage will improve。
家庭就越来越好。
And our family life also improve。
家庭生活也是这样。
The same is true with our family life。
如果每一个人都尊神为主。
If every one of us consider God to be our king,
这个家庭没有罪的,
and there is no sin in this family,
神就同在,
for God abides with us,
也就不会有什么醉酒发生了,
there will be no drunken events,
或者说没有人用药,
or usage of drugs,
或者说有什么家庭暴力,
or family violence,
或者什么第三者介入让婚姻破裂, 不会有这样的事情,
or a marriage breakup because of the other parties,
因为神做王嘛，一切都是对的。
Because God reigns as the king, everything is right.
没有罪就没有罪的后果。
Without sin, there is no consequences of sin.
今天就是因为有罪，所以很多的后果，这后果我们在受苦。
Today, because of sin, we are suffering from many of the problems as a consequence of the sins.
所以这个家庭生活真的到最后不能解决吗？跪下来祷告。
So if we have family problems that cannot be solved, the only thing we can do is kneel down to pray.
神啊，你在我家是最为主，你最大。
God, you are our king, and you are the greatest. You rule in our family.
求你明白，让我们要怎么做。
Please clarify to us what steps we ought to take.
这个就是神在做王。
This would be considering God as our king.
这是很实际的。
This is a very practical way.
甚至我们对小孩子，也不是说我期待他做什么。
Even when we treat our children, when we have certain expectation of them,
我们的小孩子有一个父亲在天上。
Our children still have a father in heaven.
但我们可以分析说怎么样对你前途比较好。
Of course, we can analyze for our children what would be the best course to take for their future.
但是到最后，我们还是要把他带到神的面前。
But ultimately, we have to bring them before God.
你要祷告，我帮你祷告。
You need to pray, and I will pray for you.
要明白神要你做什么。
You need to understand what does God want you to do.
这样最保险了。
This is the most secure way.
这个叫做神的国降临。
This means God's kingdom comes.
所以不是把我们的理想价值观在灌在我们下一代身上。
So we should not take the way where we infuse our ideals and our value system into our next generation.
我们算什么？
Who are we?
我不算不了什么。
We're nothing.
神才算得了什么。
Only God counts for something.
所以我们在这个带领家庭，就是要让他成为神的国。
When we lead our family, we need to allow the family to become God's kingdom.
那我们就发现这个家庭就渐渐离开罪。
Then you will gradually discover the family will depart from sin.
那离开罪的结果就是平安。
The consequence of that is there will be peace.
今天我们没有罪啊，平安就来到。
Today, if there is no sin, the peace will come upon us.
以赛亚书。
Turn to Isaiah.
32章。
Chapter 32.
17节。
Verse 17.
32章17节。
32 verse 17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。18节。
18.
我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安歇的住宿，平静安稳。 啊，歇所在十九节。
19.
啊，但要降冰雹，打造树林，城壁全然拆平。20.
20.
你们各水边撒种放牛驴的有福了。
17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and in quiet resting places.Though hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation, blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey.
这个十九节在讲哦，这样的家庭生活不是没有困难的。
Verse 19 tells us that this type of family life is not without its share of problems.
要降冰雹，打倒树林，城要全然拆毁。
Hail will come upon the forest and city will be brought low in humiliation.
但是因为有公义，没有罪，所以神同在。
But because there is righteousness without sin, therefore God abides.
那神同在，人就没有害怕。
Once God abides, there is no fear.
神同在，我们就不会忧虑。
When God abides with us, we will not worry.
没有害怕，没有忧虑，就是平安。
No fear, no worry means there is peace.
这个太可贵了。
This is so valuable.
这个家庭生活让人觉得非常平静安稳。
This type of family life would be so peaceful and quiet.
这是神的国降临的特色。
This is the unique characteristic of the coming of God's kingdom.
但是我们如果回到罗马书十四章十七节，它翻作和平，这也是有意思的。
If we go back to Romans chapter 14, verse 17, they translate that to peace.
和平就是人跟人很和睦，人跟神也很和睦。
Peace can be defined as a peace between people and God and people amongst peoples.
因为神的国降临了，没有征战。
For God's kingdom has come, there is no more struggle, no more battles.
所以就是和平平安，和平。
Therefore, that is peace.
这个太可贵了。
So valuable.
家庭生活很和平，很和睦。
Having a harmonious family life is very valuable.
内心很安稳平静。
And it's very serene and stable in our heart.
这个叫做丰盛。
This means abundance.
内在的丰盛。
The inner abundance of our heart.
这个就是伊甸园的再现。
This is the reappearance of Garden of Eden,
就是神的国的降临
which is the kingdom of God's arrival.
所以表面上我们这样祷告好像是一个义务，其实这个是恩典。
So on the surface, when we pray, it seems like it's an obligation, but in fact, it's a grace.
那第三个
the third one,
十七节最后一句，圣灵中的喜乐。
Verse 17's last verse is the joy in the Holy Spirit.
要喜乐，要满足啊。
To be joyful means that we are satisfied.
那满足从哪里来？
But where does this satisfaction come from?
这是一个大问号。
This is a big question mark.
没有一个人能够回答。
There's not one person who can give you the straight answer.
一直到我们寻找到神。
Only until we have found God.
我们才知道我们心灵一定要有神才可以满足。
Can we realize that when we have God in our heart, we will be satisfied?
肉体的需要很容易满足。
The fleshly needs are easily satisfied.
你过了四十岁、五十岁以后一餐连一碗饭都吃不下。
After you're 40 or 50, you sometimes you can't even finish a bowl of rice.
肉体的需要很好满足。
Because our fleshly needs are easily satisfied.
心灵的需要，有时候婚姻很圆满，也觉得活得很幸福。
But as for our spiritual need, sometimes maybe our marriage life is good and we feel blessed.
但是就是。我们心灵里面有一种灵的需要，这个只有神进去才能满足啊。
But there is an inner spiritual lack that only God can satisfy.
有的家庭很好，物质也没有缺乏，但是就是好像缺什么东西。
Some family are very blessed in the material things, and everything is going well, but it just seems like there's something lacking.
生活还是觉得有一点空洞。
It feels like there's a void somewhere in this life.
然后常常觉得很空虚感。
There's a sense of emptiness.
那用现在的话，常常觉得很无聊。
So using a modern term means we're bored.
就是里面空的。
Means there's emptiness inside.
那一直到我们得圣灵。
Until the moment we receive Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
We're filled by the Holy Spirit.
那一部分已经填满了。
And that part will be filled.
我们就真的喜乐。
And we will truly be joyful.
所以神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And God's kingdom consists of righteousness. Peace and joy.
那这样的生活就是在地如天了。
This type of life is like heaven on earth.
这就是神要应许给我们，我们只要去追求。
This is what God has promised for us, and we need to pursue after.
所以祷告文的每一句话都是恩典。
So every single verse in the Lord's Prayer is filled with grace.
值得我们来思想追求。
Truly deserves our contemplation and pursuit.
愿神的国降临。
May God's kingdom come.
那这个神的国到底要怎么降临？
So how exactly will God's kingdom arrive?
就是我们要怎么来尊他为王。
How do we consider God to be the king of our life?
神用什么来管理统治我们？
What does God use in order to manage and rule over us?
一个国家都有法律吧。
Every country has its own set of rules and laws.
神管理统治我们就是用他的话。
God rules over us and manages us using his words.
没有一个人能够想出一套生活的准则比神的话更圆满。
Not one person can come up with a set of rules that is even more perfect than God's commandments.
你不管再聪明的人，没有一个人想一套人生观能够比圣经的人生观更完美。
Regardless of how intelligent we might be, there, not one single person could come up with something that is more perfect than the scriptures.
所以我们让神的话充满在我们里面，照着神的话来做，这个叫做神在做王。
So when we allow our heart to be filled with God's word, then this is allowing God's kingdom to rule in our heart.
因为我们听他的话嘛，当然就是他在掌王。
Because we listen to his words, we obey him, naturally he is our king.
第二个就是圣灵。
Second is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵内住在我们里面。
When the Holy Spirit indwells in us,
再来，圣灵要带领我们。
Next is Holy Spirit guide us.
好像云柱跟火柱。
Just like a pillar of cloud and fire.
白天旷野，一看四面东西南北，你都可以走。
In the daytime, seems like you can go anywhere in any direction.
这个也叫做没路可走。
But it could also mean that you have nowhere to go.
那怎么走？
So where do you go?
云柱走东，我就跟着东。
If the cloud goes east, then we'll go east.
所以有时候到处都是机会。
Sometimes there are opportunities everywhere.
哇，选择太多也很痛苦啊。
It's also very strenuous when you are faced with so many choices.
那什么叫做神在当王？
What does it mean to have God reign as our king?
我跪下来求神带领我。
We kneel down and ask God to guide us.
看圣灵怎么感动我。
And see how the Holy Spirit will move us.
这个叫做尊神当王。
This is how we can regard God as our king.
所以有时候我们在找工作，不是很多的机会，就是都是神的旨意。
And sometimes when we look for a career, a job, it depends on God's will.
每一个工作做到最后如果会影响我们的灵性，那个工作不是最好的。
If our job places our faith at risk, then that is not the best for us.
神带领我们的这个云柱到最后是要带进迦南地。
For the pillar of cloud and fire that God leads us is ultimately will lead us into the land of Canaan.
但是如果一个工作会带领我们离开迦南地，这个工作就不是最好的。
But if there is any job that will take us away from the land of Canaan, then that is not the best for us.
那晚上看不到路。
At night time, we cannot see our way.
无路可走。
Nowhere to go.
现在火柱来了，他带你走。
With a pillar of fire, God will guide us.
所以有了神的国。
So once we have God's kingdom,
没有一个人有绝境。
There is not one person who will be at the end of his rope.
对神来讲，哪里有一个什么叫 dead end? 没有路可走，没有这一回事。
To God, there's nothing he will consider as a dead end.
红海都可以分开。
God can even split open the Red Sea.
约旦河都可以跨过去。
And they can cross the Jordan River and drive.
有神就有路可以走。
With God, there is a way out.
所以当我们尊神为大。
When we consider God to be the king.
人生没有绝境。
Then there is no dead end for in our life.
所以这个尊神当王太好了。
It's so great when we can consider God to be our king.
由他来负责。
Allow him to rule.
那既然神当王。
And since God is the king,
神要为着他名的荣耀来看顾我们。
And God will watch over us for the sake of his name and his glory.
哪里有以色列百姓在旷野饿死，那神的荣耀在哪里？
If the Israelites were to starve to death in the wilderness, then where would God's glory be?
神就是为着他名的荣耀，神要养活他们。
For the glory of God's name, he will make sure they are well fed.
所以大家一看到以色列百姓都有点敬畏，他们是有神同在的。
So when people see the Israelites, they are fear of God because they knew that God abides with them.
神的国降临，这是极大的恩典。
When the kingdom of God arrives into our family, how great of grace that is.
到最后，神当王就是一切荣耀归给神。
And ultimately, when God reigns as a king, is we give all glory to God.
生活当中就是不断的高举神的名，荣耀他。
In our daily life, we continue to exalt God's name.
这个叫做神的国降临。
This is what it means that God's kingdom has come.
好，第六章第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 10.
第二句话。
Second statement.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
好，神的旨意在天上啊，畅通无阻。
God's will rules freely in the heaven above.
千万的天使就是在等待神的吩咐，要来完成神的托付。
Millions of angels await God's instruction to finish His work.
但是神的旨意在地上到处受到阻挡。
But God's will is often opposed on earth.
有的是人的意识阻挡。
Some because of human will.
啊，有的是魔鬼在阻挡。
Some are blocked because of Satan's will.
所以我们就是祷告神啊，有我们自己的理想，但是到最后求你照你的意思来带领。
In our prayer, we need to pray to God, saying that though I have my will, but your will supersede mine.
为什么我的意思不好吗？
Is it because our will is not any good?
为什么我一定要照神的意思呢？
Why do we absolutely have to listen to God's will?
我们看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
第八节。
Verse 8.
五十五章第八节。
55 verse 8.
神说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。”第九节。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
神的旨意跟人的意思，到最后就是天跟地的差别。
God's and human thoughts often are as distinct as heavens and earth.
比方说我们在看这个厄凡教会。
For instance, when we look at the Irvine Church.
如果站在平地，你只是平地看到厄凡。
If you're standing on a level ground, you see it from the perspective of a level ground.
但是你如果到厄凡的 website, 它里面的照相是从空中照下来的。
But if you go to the website, then you can see the Church of Irvine from the bird's eye view.
你说哦，厄凡是这样。
And you can get a grand, you can get an overview of the site.
你说看得更清楚。
And it gives you a different perspective.
那你如果进入这个谷歌的这个 Google Earth 去看
，If you go to Google Earth,
那你就可以看厄凡从更远的地方看每一个角落。每个方向
and can view the Church of Irvine from even a higher perspective and look at it from every angle.
那你就可以看到这个教会在厄外地区是在哪里，在整个洛杉矶是在哪里。
And you can see how the church is located in comparison to Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles.
那在整个美国是在哪里？
And where it's compared to the rest of the United States.
当我们人站得越高的时候，你看得越清楚。
The further away you're from a certain location, the better the view you'll get.
那为什么人的意念有问题？
How is it that human ways are flawed?
第一个，我们只看今生。
First, because we are focused on today's life.
第二个，我们只看肉体。
And second, we only focus on flesh.
第三个，我们只看物质。
Third, we only focus on material things.
我们以为人生就是这三件事情。
We think that life consists of just these three matters.
今生、肉体、物质。
This life,our flesh and material things.
所以我们整个头脑的意念都是离不开用这个三个出发点在想的。
So all our thoughts are intertwined with these three items as the root of our thinking process.
但是如果我们站高一点来看
，But if we were to elevate ourselves to a higher perspective,
不止人活着，不止今生，还有来世啊。
We don't live just in this lifetime. There's also a future life.
我们活着不但有肉体，还有灵性啊。
We live not just with the flesh, but there's a spirit.
我们活着最重要不只是物质啊，还有神啊。
Most important when we live is not just a matter of the material things, but also there is God.
不只是我觉得对，还要让神来觉得对。
Not just I have to consider to be right, God has to consider to be right.
每个人面对他的审判啊。
Every person will face his own judgment.
所以当我们站在更高的地方来看
，When we see ourselves from a higher perspective,
原来就发现我们自己的想法真的是太渺小了。
We realize our thoughts are so minuscule.
所以祷告就不断求神，神啊，你让我明白你的旨意。
When we pray, we need to continue to pray, ask God to reveal to us His wills.
没有一个旨意比神的旨意更完美。
There is not one human will that will surpass God's will.
因为他的旨意是出他的智慧跟慈爱所拟定的。
For God's will is out of mercy and love.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
啊，哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians 1.
第一章的第九节。
1 verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, we also since the day we heard it do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
啊，这个地方说我们祷告啊，求神给我们属灵的智慧跟悟性，悟性就是属灵的领悟力。
The Bible says that we are to pray for God's will and wisdom and spiritual understanding. Because matters, God's divine matters require spiritual understanding.
所以信仰不是盲目的，也信仰不是不能用理性。
Our faith is not blind faith, but it can be understood.
但是那个理性是属灵的领悟力。
But this understanding should be of the Spirit.
哦，那这个属灵的领悟力是从圣灵打开我们的心，神把他的智慧一点点浇灌在我们身上，所能够领悟出来的。
This spiritual understanding comes when the Holy Spirit opens our mind so that we can catch a glimpse of God's wisdom.
而不是地上的聪明或者所谓 IQ 很高。
This is not earthly wisdom or.Because of high IQ and intelligence,
那我们就满心知道神的旨意，每一件事情都知道神的旨意。
Then we'll truly understand God's will in all things.
那这样哦，这个神的旨意到底对我们有什么好处
？What exactly benefit will it bring when we understand God's will?
第十节讲四点。
Verse 10 mentions 4 points.
这个四点哦，是人的旨意所没有办法达到的。
These 4 points are what human wills can never attain.
第一个
，First，
行事为人对得起主。
Well, walk worthy of the Lord.
啊，能够看英文的 worthy， 就是我们的生活跟神一样有价值。
To be worthy of the Lord means that our life's value would be equivalent to God's value.
我们人常常很少在想，我这样活着有没有价值。
We rarely think about whether our life is valuable.
我们常常想，我们用很少的东西买到这个很有价值。
We often think that if we spend a little money and we get huge amount of stuff, then it's very valuable.
但是我本身的价值要怎么来判断
？But how do we determine our own value?
我的价值由神来判断。
Our value be determined by God's judgment.
那神怎么判断我的价值
？How does God judge our value?
如果我们照他的旨意来活
，If we walk according to His ways,
那我们的生活就跟神有一样的价值。
Then our lifestyle will be of the same value as God's life.
那这样在天国就是在神面前就变成有分量的人。
Then our life would be worthy of God.
所以这个是神在看事情啊。
This is how God views matters.
那跟人在看事情真的是差太多了。
This is so drastically different from human ways.
那被人看成有价值还重要，还是被神看成有价值还重要
？Is it more important to allow people to view us as valuable or allow God to view us as valuable?
当然是神啊。
Of course, God.
所以照神的旨意，生活就是有价值。
So when we walk in God's ways, then our life will be worthy.
好，那第二点。
Second.
第十节。
Verse 10.
凡事蒙他喜悦。
Fully pleasing to him.
哦，怎么讨神喜欢
？How do we please others?
神太高太大了。
How do we please God? Because He's so high and mighty.
人太渺小了。
We are so tiny.
但是讲起来不困难了。
But actually, it's not hard.
如果我们明白神的旨意。
So long as we understand God's will,
把它行出来
and we walk in His ways,
我们就得到神的喜欢了
then we will please God.
所以要得神喜欢是不困难的
It's not hard to please God.
困难是我不认识神的旨意
The difficult part is we don't understand God's will.
困难是我知道我不做
The difficult part is I know, but I can't do it.
困难是我知道我做不出来
The hard part is I know I can't do it, or I won't do it.
但是如果我们知道做得出来
But if we know and we can exercise it,
神就喜欢我们。
God will be pleased.
神喜欢我们，我还忧虑什么
？If God is pleased with us, then what worries will we have?
我们的老板上面还有一个大老板。
Because there is a greater boss above our boss.
那个就是神啊。
Who is God?
如果神喜欢我，你怕什么
？If God finds favor with us, what are we afraid of?
所以凡事蒙他喜悦。
Therefore, pleasing God in everything.
下面在一切善事上多结果子。
Being fruitful in every good work.
善事上结果子。
To be fruitful in good work.
果子就是看得见的，具体的。
Fruit is something that is tangible, that can be felt.
在善事上有具体的表现。
So we need to bear fruit that is tangible in good work.
那果子要做什么？
What is the fruit for?
果子要证明这棵果树的生命。
A fruit will prove to the worthiness of this tree.
果子是要让人享用的。
Fruit is something that others can enjoy.
信耶稣很好。
It's very good to believe in Christ.
为什么？
Why?
我的生活有一个具体的表现。
Because there is a tangible transformation in our lives.
哦，你看得到。
People can see it.
那我这个具体的表现就是你的享受。
The tangible change in me will become an enjoyment to others.
好像圣灵的果子有哪一样不好呢？
Just like we look at the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there's not one thing that is bad.
一个家庭里面如果有一个人结圣灵的果子。
In a family setting, if one member can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you would discover living in that family is such an enjoyment.
他很有爱心。
He is very loving.
他很喜乐。
Very joyful.
哦，他对人很恩慈。
A very gracious to
others. 心里很善良。
A filled with goodness.
哦，很有节制。
A very self-controlled.
很信用。
And very faithful.
那你发现这种人是一种享受。
And you discover to live with that person is a great enjoyment.
有一天这个人不在，你会非常的想念。
One day when that person is no more, then you will miss him so much.
好像你庭院一个结的满满的果子被砍掉，你不是很想念吗？
Just like if you have a very fruitful tree in your garden and suddenly it's chopped down, don't you miss it?
所以如果我们遵行神的旨意，
so today if we walk in God's ways,
我们在这个社会上，
and as we live in this society,
是对社会有用的人。
We will become a contributing member to the society.
我们是家庭里面有用的人。
We will contribute to our family.
我们是教会里面有用的人。
We will contribute to our church.
因为我们结果子。
Because we bear fruit.
所以这个遵行神的旨意太好了。
So it's so wonderful when we can bear it, we can walk in God's will.
最后一个。
Lastly.
第十节最后一句话。
The last statement in verse 10.
渐渐多知道神。
Increasing in the knowledge of God.
人跟人交往久了，我们就会认识人。
After we get to know a person for some period of time, we will know that person.
但是我们常常一直在追求神的旨意。
And as we keep on pursuing God's will,
得到神的喜欢，
we please God.
神就把他自己启示给我们，我们就认识神更深。
Then God will reveal himself to us. We will come to a deeper understanding of God.
亚伯兰是神的朋友。
Abraham is the friend of God.
所以神要灭索多玛的时候，
so before God wiped out the city of Sodom,
说我怎么能够把这个事情隐瞒不告诉他呢？
He said, how can I hide this matter away from my friend?
所以他就给亚伯兰知道。
So he revealed this matter to Abraham.
我们如果得到神的喜欢，
if we please God,
我们读圣经，
we read the Bible,
我们就神开我们的心就越读越深。
And God opens our heart, so we have a deeper understanding of God.
对神认识越来越清楚。
And we our understanding of God will be glorified.
这个叫做瞻仰神的荣美。
This is what it means to behold God's beauty.
今天我们来教会看到神吗？
Today when we come to church, do we see God?
神的灵，神是灵，看不见。
God is spirit, he is invisible.
但是我们怎么看到神的荣美？
How can we view the glory of God?
神的荣美在圣经里面。
God's glory is contained in the Bible.
神开我们的心，我们就看到了。
If God opens our heart, we can see it.
我们就被他吸引了。
We will be attracted to God.
太好了，神太好了。
It's so beautiful.
所以遵行神的旨意，这个是我们祷告一个内容。
To walk in God's way is the main drive of our prayer.
这个对我们生活有很大的帮助。
It has a great benefit to our life.
好，我们回来看马太福音。
Let's come back to Matthew.
好，马太福音的第六章。
Matthew 6.
我们下一次要查考十一节。
Our next time we'll study verse 11.
好，十一节的第一句话是求主看顾我们的生活。
Give us this day our daily bread.
求主看顾我们的生活。主要的意思。
The main theme in verse 11 is to watch, to take care of our daily life.
这是第四个祈求。
This is a fourth request.
第五个祈求。
The fifth plead.
是怎么样维持人跟神和睦的关系。
How to maintain a harmonious relationship with God and people.
第六个祈求。
Sixth.
是怎么来面对魔鬼。
How to face Satan.
所以这个每一个祷告里面都有意思的。
So you can see every statement is filled with meaning.
好，那我们下一次再来查考。
So we'll continue our study next time.
来唱诗。
Sing him.
328。
328。